gentlemen. Oh, okay.
Thanks, actually.
For me?
No, for.
I'd like to welcome you to our regular meeting of the Board of Directors. May we have call for order?
Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Hudson?
I'm at roll call.
Here.
Director Torlickson?
Here.
Director Hoagland?
Here.
Director Dawson?
Here. Okay. Randy, would you like to?
That's good.
Would you like to gift us with the Pledge of Allegiance?
Good, those three.
I know it.
Wow. Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If I could whistle, I would whistle.
Okay.
See, you should have looked first, Randy.
Okay, we're moving to the approval of the agenda. We've had a chance to look at it. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
If I make a motion, that we approve the agenda as it stands.
I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. And we have a roll voice.
Yes, Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Torlickson?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Aye. Okay. We have the consent calendar next. It's composed of routine items of business and it will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Are there any thoughts on that or do I have a motion to approve the consent calendar as presented?
I move that we approve the consent calendar.
I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded.
Director Torlickson?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Aye. Okay, at this time, we were to happen to have a presentation by the Ambrose Lions Club. Well, hello there.
Hi.
You look very official.
Thank you, I tried. With a heavy heart, I say, this may be the last time I get to do this. But I'm happy for the district and everyone. So, Madam Chairman, directors, and friends, I am Duke Gunn, Secretary of the Ambrose Pittsburgh Lions Club. Today, I would like to thank the Ambrose Recreation and Park District for the use of the Clearland property, so stated in the agenda, to hold our annual spring carnival for many years. The carnival is one of our major fundraisers, which enables the Ambrose Pittsburgh Lions Club to do our many services that we do in the community. We provide three $1,500 scholarships to graduating seniors from our Pittsburgh Bay Point service area. We provide exams and glasses to those that have no health care. We support the Lions Center for the Visually Impaired. We provide a campership to a hearing impaired child over the summer. And we make donations to local programs like the Uniform Closets at the school, the Boy Scouts, the Bay Point and Pittsburgh Historical Societies, the Bay Point Garden Club, among a few. And as an expression of our gratitude, I would like to present a check for $1,000 to the Ambrose Recreation and Park District. That being said, I am happy for the district that there is an offer for the Clearland property. Of course, that means that our Lions Club will have to find a new location for our spring carnival, which, as I said earlier, is one of our major fundraisers. So, if anyone knows of, I've learned from the agenda that it is about 2 acres in the area that has water that we could use for 4 days around Easter weekend, please let us know. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Can I present you with some glasses?
Eyeglasses. Thank you. I'll take those back.
My husband's collection.
Nice. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for being here. Okay. Mr. General Manager, would you like to give us your report?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. The request for proposal for auditing services is currently being advertised. Just to let you know that the deadline for submittal is May 30th, and it will be, they will be presenting, if we screen the applicants, and they will be presenting to the board at the June 8th board meeting, which at that point the board can make the selection, and hopefully we have them under contract shortly thereafter. This is to provide auditing services for our fiscal year 17 budget, and so we need to get an auditor under contract as soon as we can. So hopefully that will be moving right along. Just a reminder that the Mother's Day breakfast is this Sunday, and it is from 9 until 11 a.m., I believe.
8 to
11. 8 to 11. I keep wanting to get people there later. 8 to 11.
You almost don't sleep in.
That's right. That's right. 8 to 11, and it'll be here. So you're again, welcomed our people in the audience and board members. Welcome to attend that event. As you may already know, the grand opening for the pool is now set for June 3rd at 11 a.m. We've had a tremendous amount of rainy days, and you can imagine made the project a bit more challenging in trying to keep with our timeline, but we should have everything ready to go on that date. Also about the pool, NRG Energy is local business who has partnered with the district in the past, and they usually do it once a year, but providing some kind of community service to us. They're the ones that did the sign out in front and did the nice landscaping, and when considering a project this year, I kind of took a leap of faith and asked them. They were thinking about doing some restoration to our restroom in the back, and I said, I've got something better for you. How about considering putting a shade structure at our pool?
Oh,
because, wow. You know, we were hoping that we would get some kind of in-kind or be able to do that through a donation. And they are going to be putting a very nice shade structure at our pool.
It's
very generous offer for them. If you've ever seen in the back of the picnic area where you have that's kind of quality of work they provide us. So it's very exciting. I'm happy to report that to the board. Also, I'm very happy to announce that the lights at Anuta are back on. It wasn't an easy thing, but they're back on. And you know, those are much needed as the days and weather get better, that security lighting is very needed at the park. So we did get those back up and running. And just wanted to let you know that we're up to 35 kids signed up for lessons already for the swimming pool. So things keep moving along in that direction. This is our inaugural season for our new pool, so we're excited about that. And that's all I have.
Nice.
Wonderful.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Can I ask the General Manager, given that we have swim lessons and given that we have a date for the opening, can that be put into a flyer to be sent out to the schools?
Yeah, there's going to be a blast here pretty soon.
Cool. Because I got hit at the playground today asking what.
Sure.
General Manager, I was wondering, the Buchanan Pool is open on the weekends, and I was wondering if when we are open, are we going to be opening just on the weekends until school's out, or what's your thought on that?
Yeah, there's a weekend operation until schools out that we go on a daily basis.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, great. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. We don't have a legal counsel report, but we do want to give the public a chance to make comments on matters not on the agenda but within our jurisdiction. There's comment sheets on the back table. You're limited to 3 minutes, and a request to speak form should be brought up here when you're ready. No action will be taken by us, but the written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. Okay, I don't have any comment sheets, so we'll move along to board matters. We also request that if you wish to speak on any of these items that you fill out a request to speak form at the back and bring it up here, and then we will give you a chance to tell us what your thoughts are on the item. Okay, the first one is to consider accepting an offer for Market Street Development LLC in the amount of $1,235,252.70 for the sale of real property described as 1.99 acres of land in Bay Point, California, APN 0097-0081-027, commonly referred to as the Clearland property.
Yes, Madam Chair, I recommend that this item be postponed until the June 8th meeting. We don't have all the information about the bid. We do have the dollar amount, but I would defer to our agent to provide you a bit more information about where we're at in the process and what we're waiting for from the potential buyer. And you could just let them know that you don't even. We can do that later. Just let them know just the basics of what we're missing.
We did go back with the counter to them, and they agreed to our counter and the price, but we're still waiting for negotiations on the timeline and for the additional deposit. So that I'll discuss with you.
Thank you.
Any comments from the board members?
Does that need a motion to move it?
It needs a motion.
Madam Chair, I make a motion that we move item Board Matter 9A to the June board meeting.
I second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Okay, we have a call.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Aye. Okay. And we're now going to 9B to consider authorizing the acceptance of Koshland grant funds in the amount of $291,000 for the implementation of the Bay Point Youth Academy and authorize the general manager to execute a memorandum of understanding with the Koshland Bay Point Fellows, a project of the San Francisco Foundation.
Through the chair. I need to recuse myself from this item. I'm a Bay Point Koshland Fellow and Arcia Spiven.
Okay. All right. That would be.
Call me back when you're done.
Maybe.
Okay. She's one of the
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So you have this listed here, 9B. Consider this, General Manager, what are your comments?
Yes, the you may know about the history of the Koshland Fellows here. The San Francisco Foundation has a group of Koshland Fellows that are distributed throughout the Bay Area. They're looking at communities that are in need, and what they try to do is develop programs and ways that they can improve their community, and that's kind of their charge. They've been meeting for a couple of years now. I think it's a 5-year fellowship, and what they have come up with, and one of the programs is developing a Bay Point Youth Academy, and they've expressed an interest in partnering with the Ambrose Recreation and Park District to provide that service to youth from ages 12 to 15. You can see in Exhibit A of the staff report, and this is of the agreement, kind of the general description of what the program is doing. I think that you've all read that. And this is an idea. It's kind of built on the foundation that the YDLC program for the Teen Center is built on. And they're trying to, their initial goal is to attract 20 to 25, 12 to 15-year-olds to register in the program and take part in the many activities that will help promote community awareness, volunteerism, and developing personal skill sets that will help them throughout their life. We have with us a whole bunch of members from Koshland this evening that would be happy to answer any questions that you may have about this program. This is a three-year program. The grant amount is $291,000. I believe that we included the budget in here so you can see how the money is being spent. We do have the Koshland goals and objectives outlined in there. The Koshland Fellows will be reviewing this on a quarterly basis to ensure that these goals and objectives are being met and to offer any kind of recommendations to help with the program. This is an opportunity to cast a broader net in our youth in this community and offer some outstanding programs and life skills that they otherwise would not be getting. We'll be working closely with the middle school in promoting this program. The program will be housed here. This will be very similar to our TEAM program, which is funded by the county through the PSSF grant. My responsibility is to oversee the administration of the program. It would be similar here. There would be one employee, and a program budget would allow for the hiring of stipends, bringing in people that would specialize in certain functions or skill sets that they might bring to the group to offer the participants. But generally speaking, it'll be one full-time employee that would, on the org chart, would answer to me. And so it would be essentially the same arrangement as we have currently with the TEAM program coordinator. So it's an exciting opportunity. Koshland is excited about being part of the Bay Point community and improving our residents and quality of life here. And it fits within the mission and goals of what we're doing as an organization. It does receive my recommendation. And again, if you have questions in particular you'd like to know about the program, we do have the Koshland members here. Randy is here. He is a Koshland member, and you know that he does run the TEAM program. So it's a real good marriage in the fact that they'll be working shoulder to shoulder on these different programs. One will be an academy, one is the teen center, but they will intersect in them, obviously, in a number of areas. And so there'll be shared resources in that regard. And Jackie's here. She will be the person that we'll be administering that particular program. So we know both people rather well. So I think that we're getting off to the right foot right out of the gate. So with that, I turn it back to
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I just want to make certain that, I mean, I know it is, but this is an addition to the great work our teen center is doing, not a replacement of.
That is correct, yes.
And how are we matching? What is the contribution of the district?
It's a good question. It's in kind. So, you know, it's the administrative services of administering the program, which includes payroll and all the things associated with adding an additional person to our staff. It's my time for administering overseeing the program and overseeing the staff person. It's Randy's time in providing some cooperation with the teen program and the academy. And of course, it's the facility that we're allowing them to use, which would predominantly be room 13, but there can be, I mean, they have access, just like the teen center does, to the auditorium, to the teen center, and other facilities that we have. So that's our in-kind contribution to this program.
Well, it's sort of part of your salary.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because it's time.
Yes.
I saw the budget for, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Sorry. I saw the budget that's for 17-18. Do you expect that to be the same budget for the next 2 years?
No, the budgeting is a little bit interesting. it's a little convoluted. The first year, it's an additional, it's initially $111,000. Beyond that, it will be $25,000 less, which I think works out to be $89,000 for the next 2 years after that. But you can see that there's some money set aside in there specifically for the Koshlin Fellows. There's $25,000 discretionary fund for them to promote programs and activities. So that was one of the conditions of getting the grant.
Oh, Madam Chair, one more question. So the target students are Riverview Middle School students, and they do they have to necessarily be residents of the district or not?
I don't think residency is a requirement.
Well, it must be Bay Point youth. Yeah. That's the whole point.
Just Bay Point.
Yeah, San Francisco Foundation coming into Bay Point to better the lives of the youth and residents of Bay Point.
So it's limited to Bay Point.
Correct.
Residents.
Yes.
Madam Chair, so the Koshlin Fellows that are currently funded, like Randy and Trina and them, they would be the ones doing the promotional stuff in that discretionary fund, $25,000?
That is correct. All of the fellows are going to be involved in some sort of way. Jackie is going to be the program coordinator. I am going to be essentially the program supervisor, as Doug will be over all of that. And all of the fellows in Koshlin are going to be participating in helping us grow this program. And a lot of that is going to be through the marketing and the promotion of not just this program, but the Bay Point fellows as well. Just letting the Bay Point know that we are out here, this is what we're doing, events that we would like for them to come and support. So that would include having a website that would have all information readily available to the residents and any other way that we see best fits to promote and market this program.
Thank you.
Would you be connecting the website to Ambrose so that there would be an area that they could click, residents could click on?
Well, yeah, I'm sure that's something that we should do since if we go and move forward with this MOU. I think that would be a great way for us to extend our net and let people know, not only through our website and through all of the social media platforms that we have set up, but also through the website that we're going to set up as well. So that's a simple link that we can have on the website that by the click of a one button, you can go here and be able to see everything that's going on.
Okay, great. And my other question was, will the program be connected somehow with the swimming pool, the aquatic center?
That is a great question. I think that would be an excellent idea with the swimming pool opening up.
Yeah.
One of our main pillars is exposure activities. Mm-hmm. So therefore, that would be an amazing opportunity for the kids who don't get an opportunity to go swimming. Well, now we have an opportunity to take them swimming in a direct pipeline to the swimming pool at Ambrose Park.
I'm very excited. It's been a long time coming. I know most of you are always involved in kind and giving people to this community, so I can't wait. Like I said, I'm very excited, and I think you guys do a great job. It will be a great addition.
I'm excited too. Congratulations.
Well, I commend the fellows, Madam Chair, because of all the other projects here in Bay Point, we've decided to do this for you, and it's really important.
So
I move we authorize the acceptance of the Koshlin grant funds in the amount of $291,000 for the implementation of the Bay Point Youth Academy and authorize the general manager to execute a memorandum of understanding with the Koshlin Bay Point Fellows, a project of the San Francisco Foundation.
Second. Okay, it's been moved and seconded. And we have
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson? Oh, I'm sorry. She recused herself. Director Dorotson?
Aye.
And Director Dawson?
Aye. Great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, Randy, would you mind letting Trina know she can come back in?
She's probably out in the hallway.
I'm sure she heard it.
Delano's delayed. He's like to talk about unity in the community when he arrives.
Okay, we'll take that when he arrives. Yeah, okay. Consider that. Okay, we have 9C to consider establishing position of senior accountant. Please let the record know that Director Trina Hudson has joined us again. Consider establishing the position of senior accountant.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. We have to take a serious look at how we're able to sustain services within this district. And one of the things is thinking about a succession plan and actually marrying up the duties that are currently existing with the proper title and job description. Right now, our administrative assistant has been for quite some time working out of class, doing things that are far beyond what the job description of the administrative assistant is doing. Knowing that, it is prudent for me to align her duties with a job description and appropriate job title that would be requiring the creation of the senior account position that I'm proposing. The other thing to consider is our administrative assistant won't be here forever, and we're going to have to be able to attract qualified candidates to fill the position that she's actually performing, not the administrative position, but the one. We may not get somebody here as kind as our administrative assistant in providing the services that she's been provided. That being said, you can see the impact on the budget is $4,000 a year. The senior account position is on par with a number of organizations that do have senior accountants on their staff. I did provide a senior accountant job description. You can see some of the duties. Shouldn't be a surprise to this board that those are what our current administrative assistant is performing. So this would bring this in line with that particular job title. The things that are consistent is this is still a confidential position, and this is still FLSA exempt, so they're exempt from overtime, which is what is consistent with this current position. We will have a compatible agenda item as we move forward that will put this position in our personnel policies manual that addresses the overtime issue. But I think this is long overdue, and I would recommend that we take action on this evening.
Okay, board members, what's your thought? Comments?
I think it's very important that we do this. I've always thought that we always have to be prepared for things to come. So I think it's something we need to do.
Yes.
I know Mary Jane has a very definite timeline in her head. And so we would want to get somebody that was at her speed coming in. It's going to be hard to do anyway. So I totally agree with this. I'm glad you brought it to our attention.
Sooner than later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I have a technical question.
Uh-oh.
So, so once we have this position, is there going to be a job opening that will happen soon? What is the timeline for what's going on? I mean, I just want to know.
Okay, the way
so
this
I'm well prepared.
The way this works organizationally is you're adding another box to the organizational chart.
Okay.
I'm recommending that we retain the box of administrative assistant in case someday we need to fill that. Right now it will be left unfunded and unfilled. So the organization and the number of full-time employees won't change. The administrative, Mary Jane is just going to move from that box, leave it empty, and move into the senior accountant box. So
it's a promotional step in a way, but it's a change of title.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And we generally administrators don't like to give up the boxes because then we have to go back and ask for them, and sometimes that's not as easy to do. It's up to the board, you know. If you wanted to eliminate the position, you would direct me to do that. But I would suggest that you keep that box in case we get solvent enough that we find that we need that position, and that may be true in the near future. You just never know.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
So it's a lateral position. I mean, at this point, there's a small amount of money involved to make the change, but it isn't changing anything. You know, she's just going to walk around her desk being one thing one time, and the next time around she'll be the other.
Essentially, that's true. It's not lateral in terms of the boxes, yeah, but it is lateral in terms of duty. She's just going to be in the correct box at this point.
Okay. I think it would definitely be. She's such a wonderful employee, and you are just outstanding. And I think this would be a wonderful way to recognize you.
Thank you.
Can I get a clarification? Why the strikeout then of the administrative assistant if we're keeping the box?
And where do you see that?
Did I get to that?
Under 515?
Yeah, so that's a different okay. item. So when we get come to that,
we're not there yet.
But it is,
okay.
but it is a good question.
Okay.
No. So right now we're just creating the box for the
yes.
senior.
Absolutely
okay.
correct. That's right.
Got it.
That is right.
Okay.
Thank
what
you.
What are your thoughts on consider establishing the position of senior
accountant? I move that we consider establishing the position of senior accountant.
I second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. May we have a roll call?
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Aye.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Okay, next on our list is to consider designating the team coordinator position as exempt pursuant to the Fair Labor Standards Act.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. This is another housekeeping issue that we probably should have cleared up some time ago. Recreators have a tendency to recreate all through the week. They're finding a typical schedule that, you know, is standardized and it holds true from week to week is very difficult. And we find that if they meet the test, the three-pronged test that the Fair Labor Standards Act provides, that it is best for the organization, and to a certain degree to the employee, but it's best for the organization to have that employee exempt from overtime. What that allows them to do is, in real terms, take them to an amusement park on Saturday without having to close the teen center on Monday. And that's kind of what we're in the position doing now. The personnel policy that we have now provides for compensation hours at the rate of 1.5 hour for each additional hour worked. The difference between the exempt employee, which would not pay overtime or have those compensation hours, they are provided 96 hours of administrative leave in anticipation for working up to whatever the math would be, the equivalent to 1.5 times their accumulated overtime. When we know the position, we can see that this position does work a lot of, over the course of the year, enough time to warrant 96 hours. It's capped at 96 hours. It's probably more than that, but it's capped at 96 hours for this particular department. The difference between being compensated for receiving compensation time at an hour and a half for every hour of overtime is when that employee leaves, you have to pay them the accumulated compensation time. With a exempt employee, they get 96 hours, use it or lose it, and they're not paid for that when they exit the when they leave, separate from employment with the district. So it works on a calendar year. It starts the first day in December, and they have to use that. Now, how that helps us the district is, we're not on the hook for paying them if they leave. It's, and it could be as much as 96 hours. The other thing is it helps being able to plan the leave of that particular individual. They know they have 96 hours of administrative leave, so they can organize their schedule, their program schedule, and their leave schedule, so it least impacts the program. So it's a better way to run recreation programs when you can do it. That you can see that there are conditions that you have to meet before you can be exempt, and I've demonstrated that that particular position does meet those standards. This is a very independent position. They're controlling our clientele, the teens. The salary threshold has been met, and they work independently administering the program. So my recommendation is to put this in the exempt status, which would require a change to the personnel policies manual, which is going to be before the board this evening.
Back to the board. Thank you, General Manager. What are your thoughts? Would you like to consider designating the team coordinator position as exempt pursuant to the Fair Labor Standards Act, as explained?
I move we designate the team coordinator position as exempt pursuant to the Fair Labor Standards Act.
A second.
Okay, so moved and seconded.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Aye. Right. Moving right along. This item is to consider amending the Section 515 of the Personnel Policies Manual to include the positions of Senior Accountant and Team Coordinator and removing the Administrative Assistant position from the policy.
Yes. Yes, so this is Section 515 dealing with overtime. Since we've done the preceding actions relative to the senior accountant and the team center, we now have to put that in our personnel policy. So what we're going to be doing is the administrative assistant, which used to be exempt, is no longer going to be exempt. That position wouldn't if it was doing exactly what their job description is. There's no reason to exempt that. You would not accumulate 96 hours of compensation time in a year. It's just not in the benefit of the district to have an employee with those kind of hours that aren't earning that rate. You would be better paying, compensating them either at overtime pay rate or at a compensation rate of 1.5 hours. So it makes sense to pull them out of that and put the senior accountant, and of course now we're putting the team center coordinator position in there. So this is just a housekeeping item for the board to consider.
Okay. Okay, bring it back to the board. What are your thoughts?
Madam Chair, I move that we amend the personnel policy manual to include the exemptions of the senior accountant position, or remove the senior accountant position and exempt the team coordinator and the senior account. I'll get it right in a minute.
Yeah. You might want to read that.
Try it again.
Amend Section 515 of the Personnel Policy Manual to include positions of senior accountant and team coordinator and remove the administrative assistant position from that policy.
Okay.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Aye. All righty then, we go to 9F to review the preliminary general operating budget for the fiscal year 2017-18 and provide direction to the staff.
Yes, thank you. I'm glad I have my senior accountant here with me this evening.
Yes, we are too.
This is a preliminary budget. It takes you get a good glimpse of where we're, and again, this is our best guess. Everybody right. understands that budgets are just guesses. They're not absolute. This is our best guess. We won't know anything. This is why we come to the budget committee. throughout the year, and we come back to the board at mid-year to make any adjustments, but Mary Jane has gotten to be very good at this. Our Bridget Jacksons are always very conservative, which they should be, and with that, I think, we find ourselves in pretty decent position considering, you know, our resources are very challenging, to say the least, with that, I think we're doing quite well. So I will let Mary Jane kind of give a summary of what we're looking at, and you can ask any questions.
It's pretty self-explanatory in red. I explained any larger changes that there'll be. Also, because of the pool, and we don't know, really don't know what's going to, how much it's going to cost, we'll probably do a redo the budget probably after the summer again, and not wait till mid-year, just so we can get that pool thing. And let's see. Other than that, it's pretty self-explanatory. We have the new Koshlin program. We went ahead and put that in there, the program, and we it does seem that we have fewer rentals, which we need to work on. Maybe with the nice painting of the auditorium, it will help, and our new ceiling once we get it done. But that seems to be a problem, but we are doing better in the activities. The recreation programs are doing better. We still should be underspent next year. We should be underspent this year too, hopefully, if nothing catastrophic happens before the end of the year. Does anybody have any questions?
I like the way you've laid it out, and you've highlighted in red specific things. It's very, very good. Very helpful.
Thank you.
Anybody else have a comment?
Yeah. Yeah, really good job.
Thank you.
Okay, so I bring it back to you, the board. I guess we reviewed it, and it will come up for a vote in June, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. And thank you to the budget committee.
Yeah.
Yes, budget committee, yes.
Okay.
At this time, we don't have a public hearing, but we are going to go to a closed session to contemplate real property negotiations pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.8 regarding the sale of approximately 1.99 acres of land located at the southeast corner of Willow Pass Road and Clearland Drive, Bay Point, ATN 097-081-027, with our district negotiator. Okay? And we will return in mere moments.
So well, maybe not.
There's more to come.
There's
yes,
more to
come. It's
going to
help.
My grandson's eyes look like someone's. They are just almost falling shut. They're so.
That's bad.
You gotta start hanging cola and then whatever else that is. Stuff is.
Oh, I'd like to call our meeting back together from open session, from closed session to open session. And at this point, there is nothing to report from our closed session. So we will move on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I would like an item on the agenda next month regarding the policy of written communication. Our personnel policy is pretty restrictive, and it does not bother me that it restricts those of us that are the elected board members. Uh-huh. What confuses me is that our general manager cannot send a letter to anyone without bringing it to us for a vote. And we charge him with the day-to-day responsibility of running this operation. He gets phone calls from the city of Pittsburgh or Sacramento or Martinez or whoever it is, asking him to get behind something.
Yeah.
And he has to say, oh, I really can't do that because it's in our policy that I can't send a letter.
You have to, they have to wait until they talk to us.
That makes no sense. We charge him with running this operation on a day-to-day basis. It needs to be where the general manager is excluded from that because he needs to be able to send letters as he needs professionally to represent us and our taxpayers.
Well, this would this conflict with the Brown Act or any of the other policies that we need to follow? Would you know of?
Well, I think we could have that discussion if we have it as an agenda item.
All right.
So a review of the agenda item would be?
What's the actual line item in the policy manual that you're asking to be reviewed?
I couldn't give it to you chapter and verse, but Doug and I have talked about the need to have him have an opportunity, and so he'll know exactly what it is to bring it up. I know that he can't without approval.
So we need two directors to approve putting it on the agenda.
Three.
We need three. Okay. That's one.
Okay, so we're going to vote?
Yeah, I agree that we should put it on the agenda.
I agree.
Okay. So there's three right
okay.
there.
Okay.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Other than that, Mother's Day. Ladies, are any of you coming to the Mother's Day? I am paying for your tickets, so I need to know because I have to give the Boy Scouts the money so they can buy your goodies, whatever that is.
I'm not sure.
So if anybody's
coming. I am coming, and I am buying tickets for other people when I come. Is that going to be okay?
Presentation for...
I'm coming with my husband.
Oh.
You're going to bring
I'm coming
him?
With my husband.
Well... He has no mother.
That's sad.
Yeah.
No, I mean, he has no mother.
Gina, are you coming?
I'm not. I'm
okay.
going to be with my mom.
Yeah.
Both of us don't have mothers. We have a stepmother, but she's far away.
Cool.
I may or may not see what my daughters are.
All right. Mr. General Manager, are you coming?
No, I will be out of town. Way
this
out of
is senior accounting executive.
I don't know.
Okay, will you let me know?
Yes.
Okay.
Nice.
Cool.
Another item to consider for next month is we talked about this a few months ago, changing the picture on the end of the building and to reflect more what our district is doing now and the focus and
the mural.
Yeah,
you mean
the mural.
The mural over here.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And maybe put the pool, maybe get a few more things that are more reflective of this moment in time instead of what's on there now, which was in the past. Just to consider it. So if we could put that on the agenda, that would be something to think about.
As a discussion item, or does it have money involved?
Don't know, discussion item, but maybe we had somebody that was, I can find the card, that was an artist. We also know that Inky Gabor, Attila's wife, is a wonderful artist, lives up on the hill there, and maybe interested in giving us some ideas or something. So I guess just make a discussion item.
Discussion
item. Does that sound okay?
Sure. I agree.
Okay. All right, I do too.
So there's three.
Thank you.
Okay. I hope everybody's going to be coming to the Memorial Day event.
Yeah.
That's going to be really fine and good.
Well, the committee is working really hard.
Good.
I know that.
How hard?
Very hard.
Okay.
Very hard. They're almost ready to say this is the last one because we've been doing this for 9 years now. This is the ninth year.
Wow.
No,
this is the tenth year? Yeah.
Oh my God. This
That's
is
right.
the tenth
the
year.
Big ten.
Wow.
Okay, well when you've done it 18 like a dance camp, you can cry.
So it's a big thing.
Tough audience.
Yeah.
So
I do have a question. Do we have a list of our
For our opening of the pool, do we have a list of people we are inviting? Okay. Do you need help?
Invitations have gone out, and we can still use help.
Okay.
So we'll send you something.
Okay, great. And we are expecting the whole board to be here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We're not expecting them to jump in or anything. That's part of the...
No, I'll be tossing you in, but you won't be...
You won't be wrong if you're a volunteer. Nice.
Okay, I have something to share with all of you and the public. My husband and I are going to be moving June 9th. The movers are coming, and we are moving to Washington State. We will be in the process of building a house there on the 2 acres that we've owned for like 12 years, and I'm very, I definitely have mixed emotions because I've lived in Bay Point for 40 years, and it's a community that's near and dear to me, as well as all of you, and I'm going to miss you very much, and I think I'm so excited for what Ambrose is able to do and what we're focus now, where we're going, and I commend all of you, the ones that have come before, and our general manager, and our administrative person there, and the staff, and everybody. I will miss all of you, and so I wanted to let you know that. But I will be at the
Washington State, though. Woo!
Yeah, I'll be at the next meeting, and I'll also be at the pool dedication.
Gotta do that.
I will.
You have to see that out right before you go.
Oh, I know it.
Please, yeah.
Yes.
Long time in coming.
So, I guess they're maybe rather than doing an election, which will cost a lot of money. Maybe there could be, what do you think, General Manager,
The board, I believe, has three choices that we can bring to the board at the June 8th meeting, decide which one you want to exercise.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
I'm happy for you if you're happy for you.
I'm happy, yes.
Yeah.
It's hard, though.
It's a next step. How cool.
I know.
Building something from scratch, too.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Judy.
Did you tell him you did not want the rain?
Oh.
Right, that's why we're living on the other side of the Cascades.
I
don't
want that desert.
Well, I'm happy for you. Yeah,
you
don't have it for
you.
Truly
miss you.
Yeah.
We have the budget.
You've been a great leader for this.
We have the assessment, public hearing.
All of
assessment.
You, I couldn't have done
no.
without you.
It's up in July.
This community is a very sweet community. It's just a very special community.
Naming the public
naming
hearing.
The public
yeah.
hearing.
Yeah.
The
I'm
budget.
So
hearing
glad
for the budget.
That if this
budget
happened, that
hearing.
It's happening when you get to see the conclusion of the pool because
yes.
you fought for so long
yes.
and hard over it.
Yes.
I remember coming to meetings for years about this. And
I know.
Isn't it cool that, you
it
know?
Is.
A sense of
so you, but you are going to be at the June meeting.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I will.
Wow. Nobody else better be moving.
No.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I move we adjourn.
A second.
Okay,
kind of heavy hard.
Moved and
with
seconded.
A heavy hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Been moved and seconded that we
okay.
adjourn. All
with
in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Yes, we're ready.
This one.
You know what it feels like?